When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Delicious meets nutritious in the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each one-ounce serving of Wonderful Pistachios has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor but want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. That's WonderfulPistachios.com. This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 2190. Changing Women's Health and Fitness. Join the Revolution by Nia Shanks of NiaShanks.com. And I'm your host and personal narrator, Dr. Neil. Welcome back to Optimal Health Daily, or welcome for the first time if you're new here. This is the podcast where I read to you from some of the most popular health and fitness blogs online. Now, the title of today's episode is Changing Women's Health and Fitness. Now, if you don't identify as female or as a woman, I promise you will still find this article super helpful. All right, and with that, let's get right to it as we optimize your life. Changing Women's Health and Fitness, Join the Revolution by Nia Shanks of NiaShanks.com. Hey, you. Yes, you. Why do you work out? Why do you choose to eat or not eat the foods you do? What thoughts drive you to perform your workouts? What are you thinking when you decide what to eat for breakfast or dinner? Do you feel compelled to change the shape or appearance of your body because you've been told how you look isn't good enough or that you're flawed? Let's cut to the chase. If you work out or eat a certain way because you're concerned with what someone else thinks or because of what you think they want, you need to stop everything you're doing. If you think, this is going to make me fat when you eat certain foods, or praise yourself for being good when you eat others, you need to stop everything right now. Trying to change your appearance because you want to please other people or meet the expectations of someone else and using negative motivation to drive your behavior, think, I can't eat that because it will make me fat, leads to resentment and dissatisfaction. Regardless of whether you're at a healthy body weight or you have excess fat that you need to lose to improve your health, it doesn't matter. Where you're currently at in your journey or how far you have to go is irrelevant. The only thing that matters is why you do these things. What is your driving force that keeps you going? What are you thinking before you take action? Once upon a time, my food choices and workouts were fueled by my hatred for my physical appearance, and all I could think about was undoing the damage from overeating and fixing my flaws. I hated my stomach. I hated my butt. I looked at everything I ate in a this will make me fat, or this will help me lose fat perspective. But now, thankfully, my reasons for doing the things I do are much better, and you should embrace these reasons too. I like to call these the next fitness revolution, and the reasons one should adopt or continue performing health and fitness habits. 1, to build a body that serves you and allows you to do the things you want to do. 2, to be physically strong. 3, to move well and eat better. 4, to become the best version of yourself. 5, to appreciate what your body can do instead of focusing on how it looks. 6, to relieve stress. 7, to boost your confidence. And 8, empowerment. As you can see, exercise is not punishment, and you don't have to earn your food. Most people, unfortunately, don't work out or eat well for these reasons, but these should be the reasons. We're constantly encouraged to eat less, weigh less, and simply be less. Heck, many folks I know are always on some sort of diet. How amazing would it be if we all embraced those reasons for performing and sustaining our health and fitness habits? Not only would it be a positive, wonderful experience for us, but it would send a tremendously positive message to the younger generations. My friend and fellow coach, Jen Comas, said it beautifully. Quote, "I'm not currently working towards fat loss and haven't been for quite a while. Interestingly enough, this seems to surprise some people if I mention it. A trainer friend asked what I'm currently doing for fat loss and failed to hide his surprise when I replied with, nothing. I'm not trying to lose fat. For some reason, the common assumption is that every person on the planet is always trying to get leaner. Not me. This doesn't mean I believe I'm ripped or perfect, because neither are true. What is true, however, is that I'm perfectly content with my body right now. I'm happy, healthy, fit, strong, loving life, and lean enough for me. Working towards fat loss because you want to or because you need to in order to enhance the quality of your life is great. Otherwise, fat loss doesn't have to be the goal." End quote. Jen does what she wants to do for reasons that are important to her. She couldn't care less of what anyone else thinks of her food choices or extracurricular activities, like riding dirt bikes. One of her goals was to build a body that ultimately serves her and allows her to do the things that make her happy. Join the revolution. We need to change our language and thoughts for why we do what we do to something much more positive and empowering. We need to stop valuing ourselves based on what we eat or how much we weigh. We need to stop mentally punishing ourselves when we overindulge or miss a workout. We need to focus only on becoming the best versions of ourselves and do these things, eat well and work out consistently, because we want to build ourselves up mentally and physically and encourage others to do the same. You just listened to the post titled Changing Women's Health and Fitness, Join the Revolution by Nia Shanks of niashanks.com. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at indeed.com/health. Just go to indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Dr. Neil here for my commentary. Researchers are actually finding that much of what Nia mentioned to be true. When we find internal, deeper reasons for doing the things we do, we tend to stick to them longer. In fact, I was reading an article that supported this just over the weekend. They found that when folks stop and ask the why am I doing this? What for? And when it's tied to things that have deeper meanings, not just to help me look good, but things like to help me feel my best, to help me stick around so I can see my grandkids get married, so that I can continue to be the best version of myself for my family. Those are the reasons why we keep doing some of these habits. But if we don't connect to those things, if we keep our reasons superficial, like I want to get a six pack, or I just want bigger shoulders, then at some point, we're going to stop doing those behaviors, in this case, exercising and eating well. But when we have deeper reasons for doing what we do, things that go beyond just thinking about ourselves, we will often stick to those habits. So I encourage you to ask the why. Why am I doing this? Why do I go to work every day? Why am I putting myself through school? Why am I exercising? Why am I going for that run? Why am I eating this salad? Hopefully, when you ask those questions, you'll find a deeper reason for why you do those things. Now, give yourself time to think about it. It may not be obvious right away, but if you do, and if you connect to those reasons, I guarantee you'll be doing these habits over the longer term. All right, that's another edition of Optimal Health Daily. I hope you're having a wonderful weekend. Thank you so much for listening. And don't forget, I'll be back with our usual Sunday bonus episode in just a second, So I'll see you there, where your optimal life awaits.